It's a great joy for me to be once again in the midst of people whom I love.
我心里面充满着喜乐，因为我能够再一次回到我所爱的人群当中。
I've been back from Germany just a few weeks, and it's been a long time since I have seen so many Chinese.
我从德国啊回来差不多只有三个星期，但是我在啊看到那么多的华人啊是已经很久的时间了。
And I really trust that God will give us a very blessed time as we spend these few days together.
我心里面实在求主给我们几天真实在他面前有一段蒙福的时间。
Just before coming up here, I was praying in my room for you.
我还没有下到这个会场之前，我在房间里面，我都为各位每一位祷告。
And I was praying that God would say something very special to a few of you here.
我求主能够借着我，能够向在座中几位讲一些很特别的话。
If I had a lot of faith, I would have said for everyone.
假如我的信心更大的话，我就能够求主让我能够讲话给每一位听。
But my faith was a little small, and so I asked the Lord to do something for a few.
但是我的信心只是很少很小，所以我就求主让至少几位能够得到他听到他的话。
Now,God is a God who really loves and cares.
神是一位很爱我们、很关心我们的主。
And if God wants to do something special for everyone in here, then He can still do it.
所以呢，假如神还是要为这里每一位做一件事的话，他仍然能够做。
But I am looking that God will do something very special so that when we finish these meetings here on Monday,that some of you will say, my life has been totally changed.
但是我求主在这一次几天的会议之后，我能够看到神在我们中间做一件非常奇妙的作为，能够至少有一些人在这个大会结束的时候可以说我的生命因为这次的大会真正改变了。
And so therefore I ask that God would give us a real vision for himself.
所以我愿意 请每一位求主给我们每一个人得到一个真正的意象。
And I pray that even as we meet tonight, that this might be just the beginning of it.
而甚至于从今天晚上开始，就是主赐给我们每一个人有一个真正意象的开始。
So let's all bow our heads and ask that the Lord would speak to us.
所以请我们都低头在主的面前，求主为我们每一个人做这件事。
Let's pray silently in our heart.
我们首先自己安静在神面前祈求。
Lord, I want to open my heart to you.
主啊，我愿意将我自己的心向你敞开。
Whatever you want to speak to me, give me listening ears.
主啊，无论你要向我说什么，求主你让我有耳朵来听。
For Jesus' sake.
奉耶稣的名，阿们。
Please turn in your Bibles to Romans the first chapter.
请各位翻开圣经，罗马书第一章。
I'm not going to speak about the book of Romans tonight.
我今天晚上不是要讲罗马书。
But I want us to read the first seven verses.
但是我要请大家跟我一起来念头七节。
And I want to just single out one thought.
我要从里面就取出一个意念。
I want us to think about one important word in those few verses.
我要从里面取出一个意念，一个字，让大家思想。
Let me first read it in English and then we'll read it in Chinese.
我先用英文念，然后再用中文念。
Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, regarding his son, who, as to his human nature, was a descendant of David, and who, through the Spirit of holiness, was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead. Jesus Christ, our Lord, through him. And for his name's sake, we received grace and apostleship to call people from among all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith. And you also are among those who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
罗马书第一章第一节，耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣善的灵说因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。我们从他受了恩惠并使徒的职分，在万国之中叫人为他的名信服真道，其中也有你们这蒙召属耶稣基督的人。我写信给你们在罗马为神所爱奉召做圣徒的众人，愿恩惠平安从我们的父神并主耶稣基督归于你们。
Paul refers to himself as an apostle.
保罗自称为使徒。
And he says he has been called by God to do this work.
并且他是蒙神所召做使徒的。
An apostle is not a person who decides to do that by himself.
因为使徒不是说自己要做使徒就能够做使徒。
A missionary is not a person who decides himself to be a missionary.
照样一位宣教士也不是说自己要就能够做宣教士。
It is a person that has received a calling from God.
而是一位从神那里得到到神的呼召的一个人。
And Paul was very much aware that God had laid his hand on him.
所以保罗很清楚的知道神有他的神的手在他身上。
Not only was that important on the big occasions when he preached the word.
这件事不但是在他在一个很大的场面传福音的时候是重要。
It was especially important when he went through difficult times.
尤其是在他受苦的时候，受苦难的时候，这件事情更为重要。
Wherever he went,
不论他到哪里
，Wherever he preached,
不论他到哪里传道
，Paul saw himself as one who had been called by God to be an apostle.
保罗看自己是一位神所呼召做使徒的人。
Now he writes this letter.
现在他就写这封书信。
He writes to the people that live in Rome.
他写给住在罗马的人。
But not to all the people in Rome.
不是给罗马所有的人。
We read here in verse 6 that he writes to a special group of people in Rome.
我们看到第六节告诉我们他是写给 一群特别的人。
He writes to those who are also called.
他写给的人呢，也是蒙召的人。
He writes to those who are called to belong to Jesus Christ.
这些人是蒙召属于耶稣基督。
And in that category, we can find ourselves too if we belong to Him.
如果我们是属于耶稣基督，我们会也是属于这群人。
See, God's first call to us always is a call to belong to Him.
神第一次的呼召我们就是要叫我们成为他的儿女。
And so Paul writes this letter to instruct these people who belong to Jesus Christ more in the things of God.
所以保罗就写这封书信给那些属于耶稣基督的人让他们多明白关于神的事情。
In the next verse, those same people are also called saints.
在跟着那节呢里面保罗说这些人呢也是称为圣徒。
So we're not only called to belong to Jesus Christ.
所以我们不但是蒙召属于耶稣基督。
We are also called saints.
我们也是蒙召做圣徒。
And we find ourselves in that particular group tonight.
所以我们也在自己也是属于这一群人里面。
And Paul writes to them this letter.
所以保罗就是写信给这些人。
But this is not all that Paul says here.
但是保罗不单说这几句话。
Paul says that he has another responsibility.
保罗说他还有另外一个责任。
And that responsibility is to call some other people.
那这个啊、任务呢是要啊、招另外的一些人。
He calls them Gentiles.
他称他们为外邦人。
Those are the outsiders.
就是外面的人。
They are not yet belonging to the body of Christ.
是不是属于还不是属于基督身体里面的人
？And he says, I need to call them to belong to Jesus Christ too, to be obedient to him.
他说我需要向他们来呼召他们。也让他们来顺服这个耶稣基督的真道。
And that is the word I want to talk about tonight.
那个就是我今天晚上要跟大家谈的一个问题。
I want to talk about the word obedience.
就是这个顺服这个字。
Paul says, I have come here to call the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith.
他说我的职分是要在万国之中叫人为他的名信服真道。
Now, if I had a blackboard here, I would write a word on this blackboard.
假如我今天晚上这儿有一块黑板的话，我就会写一个字在上面。
It is a German word.
是一个德国字。
But if I'd write it in German, you wouldn't understand it.
但是我写上去呢，可能有人看不懂。
Unless you have studied German.
除非你学了德文。
How many of you have studied German?
有多少位学过德文的
？Wonderful. I will talk to you in German now.
好，那我就现在讲德文。
Dann können wir auch auf Deutsch sprechen. Da brauchen wir gar nicht diesen, der in der Mitte steht. The word I want to talk about is a word that talks about obedience of faith.
我愿意跟大家讲的那个字呢，就是关于信服真道，或者信服这个信仰 的这个字。
And the Germans have a long word because they always like to make long words, and so they put this all together and they call this word Glaubensgehorsam. It's one long word.
那德文呢，德国人最喜欢写长字，所以他就把这个字拼成一个字，就是刚才讲员讲的那个字。
Glaubensgehorsam. It's a word that means the obedience of faith.
这个字呢，就是说信服，因信而顺服。
And what it means is that faith, that is real faith, must always be expressed through obedience.
就是说信，就是真正的信，必须要在顺服里面显出来。
If there is no obedience, then there is no faith.
假如没有顺服呢，就没有信。
And Paul says, that is my responsibility when I preach the gospel.
保罗说，这个就是我传福音的时候的职分。
When I talk to people about Jesus Christ and belonging to him, I make it a matter not only of faith, but I make it a matter of obedience.
他说，当我传耶稣基督福音给人的时候，我不但要求有信，并且要看到信的里面要顺服。
And this is a message that all of us need to remind ourselves constantly.
那这个信息呢，就是我们需要经常提醒自己的。
Belonging to Jesus Christ does not make it a matter of individual choice.
属于基督不是每一个人自己一个选择。
By that I want to say, when we belong to him, no longer can we then choose what we want to do with our lives.
我这句话的意思呢，就是说，当我们属于耶稣基督的时候，我们就不能再选择我自己要怎么样为人过什么样的日子。
Our responsibility is to be obedient.
我们的责任就是要成为一个顺服的人。
Now, I want to do something a little bit different tonight.
那今天晚上我稍微要做一件特别一点的事。
I know many of you are tired.
我知道很多人都很累了。
And so I don't want to preach about something that's very heavy.
所以我不想讲一篇很重的讲章。
But I want to illustrate what I want to say.
但是我希望能够表明我所要讲的。
And I trust that God will use what I want to illustrate to make that point very clear.
我求主能够使用我要做的这个表明，来让各位很清楚的能够明白真理。
Because I believe that the word obedience is so strong, I have really felt that God has had to make me understand what I'm talking about.
我因为对这个顺服这个意念这件事情是那么样的重要，我就一定要很求主能让我先自己能够明白这句话。
About 33 years ago, I was leaving China on a ship to come to America.
33年前，我乘船离开中国到这个国家来。
Our ship was leaving from Tianjin and was then making its way across the Pacific.
我们的船就离开天津，就跨过太平洋，要向美国开过来。
At that time, I was 19 years old.
那个时候我19岁。
And I remember one night as the ship was making its way across the Pacific, it was a very beautiful night.
那天晚上，我记得有一天晚上，我在海面上的时候，那个很天气很好，而那个船正在太平洋中间。
It was about midnight.
差不多半夜的时候。
The stars were out, the moon was shining.
月亮星星都在天空。
It was very hot underneath in the ship because there were about 400 people in the big room where I was.
那个船的大舱里面呢很热，差不多有400个人都在那个大舱里面。
And so I went up on the deck.
我就因此就跑到甲板上面。
And I walked by myself.
我就自己在那儿走。
And as I stood by the railing, I began to think about my life.
当我站在这个栏杆边的时候，我就开始想我这个人生的事情。
And as I began to think of my life, I began to feel sorry for myself.
当我想起我这个人生方面呢，我就开始可怜自己。
Have you ever felt sorry for yourself?
各位，你有没有自怜过？
Nobody?
从来没有过。
I think we all have.
我想每一个人都曾经可怜过自己。
Why did I feel sorry for myself?
为什么我为自己觉得可怜？
I was on my way to America.
我现在正是不是走到美国去吗？
But I thought myself and I said to myself, who do you think you really are?
我就对自己说，我说你到底认为你自己是谁？
My parents were German.
我的父母是德国人。
But I had not lived in Germany.
但是我没有在德国住过。
I'd been born in China and had lived all my life there.
我生在中国，我一直整个19年都是在中国。
But still, my hair was not black and my eyes were not brown.
但是我的头发不是黑的，眼睛也不是咖啡色的。
I loved Chinese food.
但是我爱吃中国的菜。
Particularly, I love to eat 辣椒。
我特别喜欢吃辣椒。
But I wasn't Chinese.
但是我不是中国人。
And here I was on my way to America.
现在我在乘船到美国去。
And in the war, the Germans had fought against the Americans.
在第二次大战呢，德国人跟美国人打仗。
And now I was going to America.
那我现在呢是要到美国去。
I was not German.
我又不是德国人。
I wasn't Chinese.
又不是中国人。
I was an American.
也不是美国人。
I spoke some German.
我说一些德文。
I spoke a little Chinese.
也说一些中国话。
And I spoke very little English.
英文呢只有一点点。
And I felt sorry for myself.
那我就开始自己可怜自己。
And I said, Lord, why did you allow me to be born in this kind of a situation?
那我就说，主啊，你为什么容许我生在这一种环境里面？
Why couldn't I be normal?
为什么我不能是一个正常的人？
Born in San Francisco.
或者是生在旧金山。
Have you ever asked yourself that question?
你有没有问过自己这个问题？
Not about San Francisco.
我不是说旧金山。
But maybe Los Angeles,
或者是洛杉矶,
or San Jose,
或者是 San Jose.
I wondered who I was.
那我就在那里想我是谁。
And I said, Lord, because everything has gone wrong in my life, I don't think there's any big value that or anything that I can accomplish in my life.
那我就说，神啊，我觉得我的人生中样样东西都好像错了一样。所以我想我以后也没办法做什么事情。
I wish I could have done something big and exciting for you.
我真巴不得我可以为你做一些轰轰烈烈的事。
But everything in my life has gone the wrong way, and so here I'm 19 and I think there's not much left in life.
但是我的人生中什么都好像都错了，所以我现在19岁而一无所成，我什么都不是。
And I started to cry.
我就开始哭。
And you know, the wonderful thing is when we cry and when we are in need, God hears it.
很奇妙的，当我们哭的时候，当我们很真正有需要的时候，神就听见了。
Remember when the children of Israel were suffering in Egypt, God says, I have heard their crying.
记不记得以色列人在埃及的时候，他们在那里受苦啊、在那里叫苦的时候，神说我听见了他们叫苦的声音。
And as I was standing there, I really sensed God speaking to me.
当我站在那个船的甲板上面的时候，我真正的体会到神对我说话。
It wasn't a loud voice.
那个说话的声音不是很响的一个声音。
But there was a quiet peace that came into my heart.
但是有一个很安静的平安进入到我的心。
And what God was saying to me then was, it doesn't make any difference what you are.
神对我说，你到底是谁，这个一点关系都没有。
But if you're willing to trust me,
但是如果你愿意信靠我的话
If you're willing to obey me,
你愿意顺服我的话
Then I can make something out of you.
那个时候我才能够我就能够、把你变成、一个、有用的人
And I said, can you overcome all these other obstacles in my life?
我就问主说难道你能够胜过我人生这许多的障碍物吗
And that great peace in my heart told me that God could.
那我心里面的那种平静就告诉我说神能。
So I arrived in America.
后来我就到达美国。
And I was probably like many others of you who have come from some foreign place and have settled in America.
那我就像各位一样好像从外、别的一个地方来到美国、定居。
Everything was new.
一切都是新的。
The cars were driving much too fast.
那些车子啊跑得太快了。
I didn't know what hamburgers were.
我也不晓得汉堡面包是什么。
I didn't like it either.
我也不喜欢吃。
And yet I began to settle down.
但是我就慢慢的定居下来。
And as I went to school here, God started to give me a burden to reach others with the gospel.
当我开始念书的时候，神就开始给我一个负担。要向别人做见证传福音。
But at the same time, I knew I could never, never be happy just being settled here in America.
但是我内心里面就知道我、如果单单在美国定居，我永远不能够真正快乐。
And so about 30 years ago, a great desire started to fill my heart, a burden for my people in Germany.
所以在三十年前，我心里面就渐渐、产生了一个负担。为我自己国家德国人、的一个负担。
And I said, I need to go back to Germany.
我就心里面觉得我需要回德国去。
I need to go there because I can understand some of those young people.
我需要回德国去，因为我觉得我能够、明白，能够了解那里的一些、青年人。
And so I started to look around to see how God could send me back to Germany.
所以我就开始注意、看看有什么机会或者神怎么样能够把我差回到德国。
And there was a missionary organization that was very interested.
有一个宣教机构、就对我很有兴趣。
But things started to delay.
但是后来事情呢慢慢就拖延。
And I remember one morning, I was having my quiet time.
我就记得有一天早上我在主的面前灵修
And I was reading in the first chapter of Galatians
我就开始念加拉太书第一章
And there's a very interesting verse here
就有一节很有趣的一节圣经
Galatians chapter 1 verse 15
加拉太书第一章十五节
And this is written by the same Paul who wrote Romans
这个写加拉太书的人也就是写罗马书的保罗
It says, But when God who set me apart from birth and called me by his grace was pleased to reveal his son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles I did not consult any man and then verse 17 But I went immediately
十五节然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩造我的神既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里叫我把他传在外邦人中我就没有与属血气的人商量
But I went immediately in the next verse
我就立刻的去。
I was reading these verses.
I was 我就开始读这一段圣经。
And I took a piece of paper and I started write down a number of things.
那我就开始在一张纸上面呢，就记录一些事情。
First, I wrote down, God called me by His grace.
首先我就写说，神照着他的恩典呼召了我。
And I wrote down and I said, Thank you, Lord, for what you have done for me.
那我就写下去说，主啊，我感谢你为我做的事。
And then it says that I might preach him among the Gentiles.
然后是说要我在传他把他传在外邦人中。
And I started to write that down.
那然后我就开始写这句话下去。
But then I noticed something else that came before that.
但是我又发现有一句话是在那句话前面的。
And that says that Christ might be revealed in me.
就是说基督要启示在我心里面。
Before I can preach him, Christ has to be revealed in me.
就是说我向外邦人传福音之前，基督必须要先启示在我心里。
And I said, Lord, I want the Lord Jesus Christ to really begin his life in me.
那我就求说，主啊，我愿意耶稣基督真正在我里面开始他的生命。
And then I said, and then I want to preach you among Gentiles.
然后我就愿意在外邦人中传你的名。
And then I noticed something.
然后我就注意到一件事。
As soon as Paul received his call from God to be an apostle, it says he immediately obeyed.
就是说当保罗一接到这个神的呼召之后，他就立刻顺服。
When God had spoken, he says, I didn't have to ask any other opinion.
就是说当神一说了话，我不需要征求别人的意见。
He says, I immediately did it.
我立刻就去行了。
And I wrote the word obedience down.
那我就把这个顺服这个字写在这张纸上。
And I said, Lord, I want to be like the Apostle Paul.
我说主啊，我要像保罗，使徒保罗。
I want to be obedient like Paul was.
我要像使徒保罗那样的立刻顺服。
And I put down the little word unconditional obedience.
那我就写说是无条件的顺服。
NowI made that commitment to God.
那我就这样的向主托付了这个这件事。
Now that's it's very dangerous to make a commitment to God.
向主托付自己是一件很相当危险的事。
Because when you make a commitment to God, God is going to take you up on that.
因为当你向主许这个愿的时候呢，神就会来向你讨这个愿。
And immediately God took me up on it.
马上神就要我还这个愿。
Like he said, you said unconditional obedience?
神好像对我说，你是说无条件的顺服吗？
And I said yes.
那我说是的。
And then the thought came into my mind.
然后就有这个意念进到我的心里面。
How about if God sends you to Africa to be a missionary?
他神如果要你到非洲去传道怎么办？
And I thought, no, I don't want to go to Africa.
那我说我才不要到非洲去呢。
I have a burden for Germany on my heart.
我的心里面是有一个为德国人的负担。
But God says, you said unconditional. Are you willing to go to Africa?
但是神说你不是说无条件的吗？那你愿意不愿意到非洲去呢？
And I said, God, you know I want to go to Africa, to Germany.
那我心里面就想，我说主啊，你知道，你明知道我是要到德国去。
But if you want me to go to Africa, all right, I'll go to Africa.
但是假如你真的要我到非洲去的话，好，我就去。
And then I didn't think about Africa anymore.
然后从那个时候之后，我就没有再想非洲了。
But immediately another thought came.
立刻另外一个意念来了。
Would you be willing to go to South America?
你愿意到南美洲去吗？
And I thought to myself, in South America, they speak Spanish.
那我就心里面想，南美洲不是讲西班牙文的吗？
I didn't even know that there was a country called Brazil where they didn't speak Spanish, but they spoke Portuguese.
我那个时候还不晓得还有一个国家叫巴西，而那里是讲葡萄牙文，不是讲西班牙文。
And I said, Lord, I don't want to go to South America, but...If that's where you want me to go, all right, I'll go.
那起先我就说，主啊，我实在不愿意到南美洲去。但是好，假如你真的要我去的话，我去。
But then I put a PS.
但是后面我就来个再者。
But you want me to go to Germany, don't you?
但是主啊，你到底是要我到德国去，是不是？
But again, that passed.
后来这个也过去了。
But then came one more thought.
然后最后有一个意念来了。
It was a terrible thought.
那个是可怕。
And the question that came to me was, suppose God wants you to go back to the Chinese.
假如神要你回去到回到中国人中间去。
And I said, 不愿意。I don't want to go.
我不愿意去。
It's not that I didn't like the Chinese.
不是我不喜欢中国人。
But I'd lived all my life among the Chinese.
实在是因为我在中国已经那么多年。
I wanted to live among some other people for a change.
我想换换环境，在别的人群当中去过几年。
And when I had left China, it was not under the best circumstances.
而离开中国的时候，那个当时也不是很好的环境。
I was attending St. John's University in Shanghai when the communists came in.
因为我那个时候在上海圣约翰大学念书的时候，共产党就进到中国。
And I remember those long, long lectures they gave, and I sat way in the back, and I didn't even understand what they were saying.
我就记得那个时候他们在台上讲好长好长的一些讲义，我坐在后面根本连听都听不懂他们讲什么。
But I wasn't interested in going back to China.
所以我实在对回中国实在一点兴趣都没有。
And I was afraid that Taiwan was probably more of the same.
那我猜台湾大概大同小异。
Because I figured the communists would be in Taiwan in no time, and then that would be the same thing again.
因为我猜说，共产党很快的就会到台湾去，所以情形会一样的。
So my answer was no, Lord.
所以我的对主的回答说，主啊，不去。
But I had made a commitment.
但是我对已经给主一个托付了。
Unconditional obedience.
是一个无条件的顺服。
And God says, what about the Chinese?
所以神就问我中国人怎么样。
And I said no.
那我说不行。
And God says how about the Chinese?
神再问我说中国人怎么样。
I said Lord you understand but I don't want to go.
我就说主啊你知道我的心吗？我实在不愿意去。
I'll go any place but not to the Chinese.
我什么地方都愿意，就是不要再到中国去。
But God says how about the Chinese?
但神再三地问我说中国人怎么样。
You want to be obedient.
你要顺服吗？
You want to be unconditionally obedient.
你要无条件的顺服我。
Will you go?
你愿意去吗？
And I struggled.
那我就挣扎。
And when you struggle with God, who wins?
你跟神挣扎，你想谁会赢呢？
That morning I said, Lord, you know I don't want to go, but if you ask me to go, and if I want to be obedient,Then I'll go.
那天早上我就对主说，主啊，你知道我不愿意去，但是如果你真的是要我去，而我愿意，既然我愿意顺服你的话，我就愿意去。
2 hours later, that same morning, I was called into the office of this director of this mission organization.
两个钟点之后，同一个早上，两个钟点之后，我就被传到那个这个宣道机构的那个主任那里去。
And he said to me, I have just received a telephone call from Dr. Hillis in Taipei.
他说我刚刚才接到一封电报，是那个台北的郝一鸣牧师寄来的。
And he has asked me if we could send somebody over there immediately.
因为这个电文里面，郝牧师问我们说能不能立刻就派一个人到台北去。
And he said, I have looked around about my staff.And he said, you are the one that the Lord has laid on my heart, and I'm going to ask you, are you willing to go to Taiwan?
他说我想到我们所有的工人当中，而我觉得唯一你，我心里面是认为你最合适去，所以我要问你，你愿不愿意到台北去？
And I said to him, if you had asked me that yesterday, I would have said no.
我就告诉这位主管，我说假如你昨天问我这句话的话，我就会给你说我不愿意去。
But this morning the Lord asked me to respond to him in obedience.
但是今天早上神要我 用顺服来答应他向我的护照。
And so I went to Taiwan.
所以我就到台湾去了。
Very happy in Taiwan.
在台湾实在很快乐。
It was a great privilege to meet some of the most wonderful friends in that country.
所以在因为在那里我实在有遇到好多好我很幸运遇到很多很多我所敬爱的朋友们。
I knew this young man about 30 years ago in Taiwan too.
30年前也就认识这个年轻人。
现在老了。It was also a real privilege to meet Brother Wu Yong at that time.
也是有机会见到吴勇长老。
What a joy to see what God gave us during that time.
我们在那些年日当中看到神赐给我们的那么许多实在是奇妙。
I found my wife there too.
我也在那里遇到我的太太。
She was Dr. Hill's secretary.
她是赫牧师的秘书。
And if you want to get next to the boss in a nice way, you marry his secretary.
你如果要那个得老板的宠爱的话呢，你就娶他的秘书做太太。
Both of our children were born in Taiwan.
我们两个小孩都在台湾生的。
So our family is three quarters Chinese. My wife is Canadian. She's the foreigner.
所以我们家是四分之三中国人。因为我太太是加拿大人，她是外国人。
We spent 9 years in Taiwan.
我们在台湾有九年之久。
Came back to America.
回到美国来。
I was going to take some more training in school.
学校再回学校去深造。
And I wanted to go back to Taiwan.
我当时还再想回台湾。
And I was making some plans as to what I really felt.Would really help us in our ministry.
那我又开始计划，我认为做一些我认为对我的事工很有帮助的事情。
And then something else happened.
后来又发生别的事情。
I remember waking up one morning, and all of a sudden I felt like there was something written across my mind with the name Brazil on it.
那我就记得当时有好像在梦中看到的一样，好像。看到一样东西，上面好像有巴西这个字。
And I thought, Brazil, what do I have to do with that?
那我想巴西，我跟巴西有什么关系？
And I went and I picked up the newspaper.
那我就去开那天早上的报纸，打开来看。
And there was some revolution going on in Brazil.
那里报道一些什么巴西在政变。
And the next morning, again, I woke up and was Brazil on my mind.
第二天早上一醒过来，又是脑子里面好像有巴西这件事。
And a little bit later that day, I met somebody who had just come back from Brazil.
后来那天晚一点呢，我就碰到一个刚刚从巴西回来的人。
And I just, whatever I tried to do, I couldn't get away from Brazil.
所以那个时候我不管做什么，好像总是逃脱不了巴西。
And I'd get up in the morning, get on my knees, and all I could think about was Brazil.
早上起来跪在主的面前，脑子里面只能想巴西，巴西。
And I thought this is crazy.
我说这个有好像很怪。
Why would I want to have anything to do with Brazil?
到底我跟巴西有什么关联呢？
I was a German.
我德国人。
But I'd lived all my life in China.
我多半的年日是在中国过。
I loved the Chinese people.
我爱中国人。
Why would I want to go anywhere else?
那我还需要到别的地方去吗？
I didn't want to talk to my wife about it.
我连太太我都不跟她谈这个事。
You know, if you talk to your wives about something that's strange, you get them upset easily.
如果把一些怪里怪气的事情跟太太们讲的话呢，太太一定会很受搅扰。
And I have learned in my life, I've been married 27 years, that you don't tell everything that goes in through your mind to your wife.
我结婚已经27年了，我就已经学了一个功课，就是说你心里面想的事，你不能全部都跟太太讲。
When it's a little clearer and it makes sense, then you can tell her.
当你思想比较清楚的时候，想通了，那个时候你才跟太太讲。
But I couldn't get away from it.
但是我好像总是脱离不了这个意念。
And I remember one morning I was preaching to a large group of seminary students.
我记得有一天早上我就向一群很大一群的神学生讲话。
It was just before their graduation.
就是刚刚在他们毕业之前。
And I wanted to say something to them that would be meaningful to them.
那我就想向他们说一些 对他们有意义的的话。
And I wanted to talk to them, how can we really determine where God wants to use us in his ministry?
那我就要告诉他们说，我们如何能够真正去发现神要在什么方面、什么事工上要使用我。
What is that basic criterion that we have to have in order to be used of God?
就是说我们要被神所用，那个最基本的条件，最基本的那个原则，我们需要明白的是什么。
And I was speaking from Acts chapter 8.
那我就是从使徒行传第八章里面向他们讲到。
It's a story about Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch.
就是腓力向那个古时太监传福音的事。
You know the story. Philip was in the city of Samaria and there was a great revival taking place.
各位都记得那段圣经就是腓力在撒玛利亚在那里传道传福音，那个全城的人有一个奋兴。
God was blessing.
神在那里赐福腓力的工作。
In fact, he had to call to Jerusalem for reinforcements.
甚至于他需要向耶路撒冷那里求救兵来帮助那个大会。
But then all of a sudden we read, then he goes into the desert.
忽然间圣经告诉我们说腓力就到旷野里面去
to look after one man,
就去照顾一个人。
And he doesn't even go back to Samaria.
而照顾完了之后他也甚至没有回到撒玛利亚。
And I said to these students, I said, you must decide very soon, and you're wondering, where am I going to be used of God?
我就对这群神学生说，你们很快的就需要去发现去断定你要神要在什么地方用你。
And many people say, we go where there is the biggest opportunity for ministry.
有很多人一定会说那个机会最多，侍奉神的机会最多的地方，我要到那儿去。
If that had been Philip's case, he should have stayed in Samaria.
假如腓力是这种的想法的话，那他一定就会留在撒玛利亚。
Somebody else says, no, I go there where there is the biggest need.
那但是有些人也许说我是要看到需要最大最多的地方，我就去。
And many missionaries say, you must go to some of these places where there's such tremendous needs.
有很多的宣教师会告诉我们说，你看这些地方的需要多大，你们一定要到那儿去。
But if Philip had looked for a need, he should have stayed in Samaria also.
但是腓力如果是根据需要的话，那他仍然要需要留在撒玛利亚。
But why did he go into the desert?
但是为什么腓力就到了旷野去了？
Why did he go after that one man?
为什么他到旷野是为一个人而已？
One word.
就是一个字。
God sent a message to him through the angel and said, go.
就是神差他的一个天使告诉他说你去。
And Philip obeyed.
又圣经又神学又念了，又什么希腊文什么希伯来文都念好了，现在要让神大大的使用我。
But I said, you know, God might never even put you in a big city.
那我说你有没有想到说神不会，也许不会把你放在一个大城市里面吗？
God might send you to North Dakota.
也许会把你送到North Dakota 去。
And they can't even speak good English there.
那里的人连英文都讲不好。
I said, it's not a matter of opportunity or need, it's a matter of obedience.
我说不是机会，不是需要，而是顺服。
See, it depends on are you willing to obey God, not does it make sense.
所以关键是说我愿不愿意顺服神，而不是说这一件事情是不是合不合理。
And I said to these students, are you willing to obey God even if it doesn't make sense?
所以我就劝勉那些神学生说，你有就算不想不通不合理的，你愿不愿意顺服？
And the minute I said this, I felt like God put his hand on my shoulder.
当我一讲这句话之后，我就好像觉得神把他的手按在我的肩膀上。
And I felt like I heard him say, Brazil.
我就好像听见神说巴西。
You know, I had a very difficult time finishing that message.
各位，我那天的讲章呢，后面一段很难讲完。
And if you think that preachers always preach at people, many times when they preach, God just preaches right into their hearts.
你以为讲员讲到的时候都是向听众讲，常常神是要把他讲的话呢， 讲回到那个讲员的心里面。
And as soon as the meeting went over, I went home.
那个聚会一散之后，我马上就回家。
And I said to my wife, please sit down.
那我就跟太太说，我说，请你坐下。
And I stood in front of her.
我就站在她面前。
I said, I have to tell you two things.
我要告诉你两件事。
The first thing.
第一件。
I do not think God wants us to go back to Taiwan.
我认为神不要我们回台湾。
And my wife's response was, I know that.
我太太回答说，我知道。
She said, when we left Taiwan, I packed our things so somebody could ship them if we were not coming back.
她说我离开台湾的时候，我就把我们的所有的东西都装在箱子里面，好让别人可以帮我们运回来，假如我们不回去的话。
So I thought, obstacle number one, God is taking care of that.
那心里面我就说障碍物，第一件障碍物已经神已经挪开了。
And then I looked at her and I said, I believe God wants us to go to Brazil.
然后我告诉她说我想神要我们到巴西去。
And she said, I know that too.
太太说我也知道。
Then I sat down.
然后我就坐下去了。
She said, God has been speaking to me about Brazil for many weeks.
我太太就告诉我说，神已经好几个星期在感动我，要我们去巴西。
But she said, I didn't talk to you about it.
但是我没有向你说这个，提这个事。
Because I didn't want to upset you.
因为我不想让你搅扰你。
And I said, but I had the same feeling, but I didn't want to upset you.
那我就告诉她说，我也有同感，但是我也不敢来来说给早太过早的说告诉你。
And then I asked for a meeting with Dr. Hillis.
那我就跟要去见我们差会会长。
And I said to him, I want to tell you what God has been speaking to me about.
那我就跟他说我要跟你分享神在感动我的话。
And I began to explain to him.
那我就开始解释。
And he didn't say anything.
他一直都默默不言。
And I thought, that's strange.
那我就觉得很奇怪，为什么他总不讲话呢？
Because usually I say one sentence.
常常因为总是我说一句话的时候。
And then he finishes for me and tells me everything else.
那他就会把其他的话都替我讲。
But he didn't say anything.
但是赫姆斯一句话都不讲。
And I talked and talked for about half an hour.
那我就讲差不多半个钟点都是我在讲。
And then there was a long silence.
然后就很长的一段沉默。
And then he said, I don't think you will believe me when I tell you something.
然后他说，我如果告诉你一件事情，我想你不会相信。
He said, in the past few months, God has laid on my heart to send you to Brazil.
他说，在过去两三个月当中呢，神一直把这个意念放在我的心里面，要把你差到巴西去。
But I didn't want to ask you because I knew you loved the Chinese people too much.
但是我一直都不向你提，因为我知道你心里面实在爱中国人。
But he said, you know, now that you have said it, I am sure that this is God's will.
那他说，现在你既然自己向我说这个话呢，那我就明白，的确是神的旨意。
So we went to Brazil.
所以我们就到巴西去了。
We enjoyed our time in Brazil.
我们在巴西那几年也是实在很快乐。
I thought nothing could be better than Taiwan.
我本来以为没有比台湾更好的。
And then I thought there could be nothing better than Brazil.
然后我就想没有比巴西更好的地方。
And I remember one morning getting up and I said, Lord, this is so wonderful to be here.
有一天早上我起来的时候我说啊，主啊，这里真好。
And I felt very much like Peter on the Mount of Transfiguration.
那我就很觉得像彼得在那个主登山变化形象的那个时候一样。
And I said, let's build three cottages here and just stay here forever.
那我说在这里就造三个小屋子，我们就永远住在巴西好了。
And then I got a letter from the home office.
然后总部来了一封信。
It was a thick letter.
那封信很厚。
And when I saw that letter, there was something in my heart that said to me, things are going to be different now.
当我只是看到那个信封，我就心里面已经有一个想法说，哎呀，事情现在又不一样了。
And I said, I think I know what's in there.
我说我可以猜这个信里面是什么。
Nobody had told me.
没有人告诉过我。
But I said, I think they want me to leave Brazil and come and work in the home office.
我说我猜这封信要告诉我要回到差会的总部去 在那里工作。
And I opened the letter.
我就把信打开。
I read the first line.
我念头一行。
And then I skipped all the other pages and read on page 6 at the bottom.
然后我就翻开五六页之后到最后的一句话。
And there it says, please come home.
然后就是说、请回来。
We need you here.
我们在这里需要你。
And I said, Lord, I don't want to go home.
那我就告诉主说，主啊，我不愿意回去。
We are so happy here.
我们在巴西多好。
And when I told my family about it, they cried and they said, we want to stay here.
我告诉我家人的时候，我家人们都哭，说啊，我们要留在这里。
But again, it was obedience.
但是再一次，神要求顺服。
And again, we had to come to the place where we said, Lord, we will obey.
再一次，我们又到主的面前说，主啊，我们顺服你。
And now we're in Germany.
那我们现在就在德国了。
I don't have time tonight to tell you how we got to Germany.
今天晚上没有时间告诉各位我们怎么会到德国去的。
But I'll tell you this.
我可以告诉各位这一点。
I am not in Germany because of choice.
我到德国去不是因为我的选择。
Oh, it has been, had been my dream for 30 years to be in Germany sometime.
的确三十多年来 那个是一个梦想，是要有一天到德国去。
But when the call came to me,
但是当神的呼召来到的时候，
I said, Lord, I would rather stay here.
我的反应说，主啊，我宁可留在这里。
This is the wrong time to go.
这个是不是去德国的时候。
And then God started to test.
然后神就开始试验。
And never in my life have I gone through a testing like that one.
我告诉各位，我没有一辈子都没有像当时神经过的那种考验。
It seemed like all of hell was breaking loose to test me whether I would be willing to obey him or not.
当时的感觉上好像整个地狱都好像向我爆开一样，要让我要考验到底我是不是真的愿意顺服主。
And I said, Lord, I want to go, but this is not the time.
那我一直向主说，主啊，我愿意去，但是这不是去的时候。
And yet in my heart, I knew this was the time.
但是我内心里面，我就知道说现在是去的时候。
And I struggled with it.
那我就一直为这件事情挣扎。
I have some wonderful Chinese friends in San Jose that were a great blessing to me during those days.
在那些日子当中，我有好多在 San Jose 的一些爱我的一些华人基督徒在那个时候给我很大的帮助。
They prayed for me.
他们为我祷告。
They wept with me.
他们跟我一起流泪。
They supported us.
他们支持我们。
And we really felt one as brothers and sisters in Christ.
那我们真是体验到基督里面的一种合一的弟兄姐妹合一的那种滋味。
We decided to go.
我们就决定去。
We made a few stops on the way to Germany.
在途中我们停几个地方。
First stop was somewhere in Colorado.
第一站是到 Colorado 一个地方。
And my wife one night said, I cannot go through with it.
我太太有一天晚上就说啊，我这样没有办法撑下去。
She couldn't sleep all night.
她整天都没睡。
I couldn't sleep.
我也整个晚上睡不着。
But finally in the morning she said, all right, we'll keep going.
最后到早上我太太说好，我们继续走吧。
We got all the way to Washington, D.C.
我们一直就走到华府。
2 hours before the plane left for Germany.
飞机到德国的飞机还有两个钟点就要起飞。
And we faced the struggle.
我们再一次面对这个挣扎。
And we came within an inch of saying it's finished, we're not going to go.
我们实在可以说是临近到一点点，真是差一点点就对主说我们不去了，我们不到德国去了。
And the only thing we had left was, Lord, we will obey, but we can only trust you that you're doing the right thing.
我们只能当时什么东西都没有都没话讲了，只是对主说，主啊，我们愿意顺服你，我们只求你帮助我们信靠 你是没有做错事。
And that's the obedience of faith.
那这个就是信心的顺服。
Lord, we are willing to obey if only the only thing we have is our trust in you.
就说主啊，我们顺服你，虽然我们只剩下信靠你的心。
This was a year ago.
这个是一年前的事情。
And what a wonderful year it has been.
啊，过去这年实在是奇妙。
We know exactly that we are in Germany in God's will.
我们因为我们很清楚地知道我们在德国是在神的旨意当中。
But we're there not because of choice, but because of obedience.
我们所以在德国不是我们的因为我们的选择，乃是因为顺服。
I have talked about obedience tonight.
今天晚上我谈了顺服的这个题目。
I think it is a subject that we can never get away from.
我想这个是一个我们逃不了的、逃避不了的一个题目。
And it's a subject that all of us have to somehow in our lives really come to grips with.
我想这个顺服这件事情是你我在我们一辈子当中总有一天需要面对而应付的一件事情。
And in the next 3 days, God is going to speak to each of you about obedience.
在未来这两三天里面呢，神要继续地向各位讲顺服的事。
God has a purpose for your life.
神为你的生命，他有一个目标，有一个旨意。
God wants you to know that purpose.
他要你明白这个神为你定的目的是什么。
God will make this purpose known to you.
他会把这个目标向你表明。
And then he expects you to obey.
然后他就要求你顺服。
Now we're going to talk about missions.
我们也要谈差传。
And I believe without any question that in a room this size with this many people, there are some here that God will say to you, I want you to give yourself to me to go to some other country.
我心里面毫无疑问地知道在我们这么一群人里面，神一定要向某一些人说话，要要求你顺服他。
You might make excuses.
你也许会想出很多借口。
Just like I did.
就像我一样。
God has an answer for every excuse.
但是你会发现到你每一个借口神都有一个回答你那个借口的话。
You might say it doesn't make sense.
那你也许说这个不合理。
And God still says I want you to obey.
但是神会告诉你说我仍然要你顺服。
You might face fierce struggles and temptations.
你会遭遇到很厉害的挣扎和试探。
And God still will say to you, are you willing to trust me?
但是神仍然会问你说你愿不愿意信靠我呢？
Are you willing to obey me?
你愿不愿意顺服我呢？
That's what God is going to do.
这个就是神要做的事情。
Are you willing to listen to him?
你愿意听他的吗？
Let's pray.
我们祷告。